listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. Yes. I am Sean Mulroney.
I'm El Tomo.
El Tomo, what is up, man?
Not much. How about you, buddy?
You ready to turn up and go a new level in our podcast?
Turn it up and turn it out.
Turn it up, turn out, go grind it, grind. Let it grind it till you find it, right?
Turn it up and put a mint on the pillow.
That's not a mint. That was candy I was chewing on the night before. And it just fell out on
good to recycle, they say.
Hey, you didn't know that until you...
Yeah.
You didn't even... You said, wow, that's a pretty juicy...
Tasted
after
fine.
Mint,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you...
There you go.
You got
you invented
pretty,
something.
What,
the after mint.
The after mint. Yeah, yeah, well, recycled. You know what I mean? Don't ever... It never goes away.
The second time mint experience.
And then the third time mint experience.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, that like has, it keeps hardening and like petrified. So
talk about a whole new level.
That is a whole new level. You think
You
think about people not, you know, liking that, huh?
Yeah. We get haters, don't we?
Oh, do we, Tom? I mean, what do you think? I mean, that's what we're talking about. But before we do that, listen.
Yeah.
Thanks for following us. We're here to have a good time, a blast. You know, whether we have one listener or 250,000 listeners, we love you all. And we're here just to put a little bit of a, you know, stop and create awareness and kill the assumptions about obesity. We're putting the fact to fat.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. And, Tom, it's like so many things, I mean, out there that we have to talk about where, you know, especially we'll get into it more, but, you know, how many things that we don't have the facts, but people just assume that you're not doing something when they, I don't get whenever people will make comments online and they absolutely don't know anything about us and they still think that they can make a, you know, some kind of, you know, thing to say, and I don't get that. I mean, do you?
I believe the definition of that is being a troll.
Yes, and I agree. I agree 100%.
Yep.
So what do you say? What do you do with the troll, huh?
I ignore them.
Well, I ignore them too, but here's the thing, Tom. You ignore them, but sometimes whenever they're relentless... You know, we want to be our own advocate, right?
Right.
And then whenever it's one thing that somebody will show up, but then whenever the second person shows up, it just gets, you know, very messed up there. And anybody can hide behind a keyboard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And we got keyboard people that, you know, think that they're doing that, keyboard bullies that, you know, get back there and, you know, and we're going to, I want to stop it. I mean, I hate... You know, haters, to me, are motivators.
Yeah.
And, you know, ignoring them is one thing, but whenever they're relentless and you see that what they say and then you take it back, which I want to talk a little bit about that before we get into that. We have some pillars.
Yes,
and
we do.
And our pillars, Tom, really help us fortify these haters that I'm going to talk about tonight real quick.
Yep.
And number one, we want to identify.
Yes, we
do. You know, we want to identify the problems that people have, the assumptions that doctors, the dismissiveness is, you know, of, that's not even a word, dismissiveness is, I wrecked that wrong word.
It's
huh?
easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. So dismissive that people are, doctors, you know, health and fitness, all of them. Mm-hmm. And not that they're not our enemies, we're just trying to educate, which is number two.
Yeah.
So we got to educate. Well, if we do that, then what do we have to do next, Tom, after
inspire
education?
Inspire.
Because you don't have to be perfect to inspire people. We just have to show people how we deal with our imperfections.
And stay consistent with our message.
That's, brother, that's very, very, very good. And of course, I said two of them. The last one is what, Tom?
Well, then we have to execute.
What is that? What does that mean to you?
All of our haters, we line them up and we execute them.
You can't say that, Tom.
That's, oh.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say that. You can't, no.
Oh, okay. Our plan. We're going to execute our plan.
A plan. Yeah. Like, not only just know about it, but we're also going to apply it, right?
Yes. I mean,
it's one thing to talk about.
Examples of that application.
Yes. What's an example?
Doing what we say.
Not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do what we say. Don't say what we do. What do you have? I can't even take. What did
do
I
do as I say, not as I do?
Do as I say, yes. Instead of saying do as I do, and say do. And so anyway, I messed up, Tom. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And there's no, we're just raw and real here. So
that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think everybody got the gist of it.
They do. They know us by now. You don't know me by now.
But you just wait on your Instagram account. Next week you're going to hear, well, Tom said we're just going to kill all the people you don't like.
Nah, Tom was just being ooh, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right.
But here, listen. I posted.
It's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's your story, sticking to it, there, buddy. Okay, so, anyways, I can't wait to see Elf. By the way, I don't know why I brought that up.
Elf.
Elf. You never watched Elf?
Oh, Elf. Okay.
Yes, Elf. I'm just looking for something. Reminded me, something you said reminded me of Elf. Mm. I don't know what it was, but hey, can I bring this hater up again?
Yeah.
Real quick, we talked a little bit about it, but. Here's what they said. And hey, Tom, I invited them to come on the podcast. I did. I like, come on. Yeah. And then it just got a whole, I'll tell more. But here's what it said. I talked about, you know, my journey. My journey's been a challenge, right?
Right.
And here's what this scooter runner girl said is what her name is. Is it's unfortunate you decided to not stay on the course. You were on to a health and wellness, and all these things you are experiencing are a consequence of those choices.
Hmm.
That's what she said to me.
Wow.
Okay. Then this other one, I won't even read the name. I can't even give him credit. And this one said, you know, said her name, and he said, well said, his life choices had led to this. And now, instead of taking responsibility, he plays victim. What a great example of what not to do for his kids. I am glad they know me so well.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Tom?
Well, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, first of all. They don't know how hard you have worked towards fixing your problem. And they don't realize that the things that got in your way had nothing to do with your effort. So they can take their little spiel, turn it sideways, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
You don't want to say any more, right? Okay. You already said something.
Not in the interest of being nice.
Not in the interest of being nice. Well, here's the thing. They say, you know, I took that. They don't even know what lymphedema. And I didn't even say that. I went back to them. You know what I did? I said, come on the podcast with us, and I'd love to talk this out on what you said. And, you know, and the guy says, well, I've been obese. I lost 106 pounds. And I said, you know what? I lose 106 pounds when I take a dump. You know? I mean, seriously? He's saying he's obese?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he lost the weight. But he has no understanding of where I'm, it doesn't understand the lymphedema, and I do not make excuses. Tom, have you ever, as many years as you've known me, 45 years, have I ever been a victim?
No, not to my knowledge.
And I've never, I never play the victim.
You've admitted your shortcomings publicly.
All the time.
Quite frankly.
And Jack, you know, every time I've went off or not, and you're going to be human. So nobody understands.
Well, this guy, we don't know them from Adam. We don't know if they're telling the truth or if they're.
Of course, they're you know, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, or if they're just trolls.
Yeah.
And they just have too much time. What?
Wonder if they read your book.
I was going to tell them. I say, hey, here's my book. Why don't you purchase it and then tell me? Let's go. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about. I didn't want to. You know, I just.
That's assuming they reach a fourth grade reading level.
I don't think they have, but they. You know, and they're like, I lost my. And I said, well, how much? And that's when he said 106 pounds. Mm. And I said, I've done that. You know, 50 million times. I said,
you just lost how much in fluid?
Well, I lost 140 in 5 days.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was right there. So I only have three more, but I'm telling everybody, but I'm getting surgery and, you got to do what works for you. Don't listen to people say, do this and do this. You do however you can get healthy. Okay.
Well, if they just do the research, they'd find out the lymphedema, the fluid you had on you had nothing to do with anything you did to yourself.
No. Well, no, they don't. They don't want to know.
No, they'd rather sit back and judge.
Exactly. And so we don't go for that, you know?
Mm-mm.
And
all the notes, 1982.
Yeah, you can't go for that. No, that's right. Bring it up, Tom. we go back to the 80s. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's our.
Oh,
that's
we don't
our,
bring up flock of seagulls.
And
will be okay.
I ran so far away.
Next, he's going to be singing The Cure.
The Cure. Tell me, one kiss. Kiss it. Oh. Who else?
Listen, your voice was too low and you weren't whiny enough.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
But that's okay.
I can't even do it. Forget it.
Tell me.
Oh, okay. Tommy. Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds
no.
like Tommy.
I'm going to let that hair grow. Use a little whole lot of gel.
You do.
Then
you
I'm going
to
talk
tease
to
it.
The scooter thought, runner and see what she has to say about that.
Yes. Well, did you ever think whenever you were young, somebody like my sisters
no.
or others, some people would say, oh. and I didn't understand it, was like, I'm going to tease my hair. I'm like, what? They stick out their tongue going, yeah. I didn't even know what tease was.
No, but I tell you, Aquanet, I wish I would have bought stock back in the day.
Wow.
But they don't use that too much anymore.
Yeah, you don't need it. Back then you could have did your long hair down to your waist.
Well, I had a do. What do they call it? A mullet. All of those pictures have been burned.
Yeah, a mullet. Did you? Mm. You were business in the front and party in the back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a mohawk once too. I had a bat signal on the one side and the Pittsburgh Steelers insignia on the other.
Wow, Tom, I'm pretty impressed.
Took forever to grow
you.
That out.
Yes, I bet. But needless to say, let's move on. But these haters, guess what? Apparently they listen to the podcast.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They said, you always whining on your podcast anyways, and I'm not going to listen to another. So guess what? They're probably listening right now. And
Hi.
We love you.
Yep.
We
love
you. Yes, precious.
And I was just kidding about executing, so you know.
Just so you know. Well, we sure would like to talk to you on the podcast,
right.
If you feel froggy, leap. And then, then the girl was saying, hey, why don't you do this, meet me on a Zoom call right now. I'm like, what? I asked you first. As I said, she goes, catch I asked me outside. You first.
How about that?
No, and guess what the number was? 412.
Ooh.
What does that mean, Tom, to
she's
you and
close
I?
Close to me.
And but my stomping grounds, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget, right?
Wonder it's if Pittsburgh. She's a friend of ours.
I don't know.
A quote-unquote friend.
A quote-friend. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like I haven't had that before.
Inquiring minds want to know.
That's right. I was like, man, maybe I should have went on there and find out, hey, it's me. I don't know. I don't know, Tom. I just
did
like,
you save that phone number?
Yes, I did.
We might have to talk about this later.
Yeah, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. More 80s, man. I'm telling you what, Tom.
Yeah.
Got the fever for the flavor.
Yeah.
But hey,
I'll
by
send
the way,
her about 3 gallons of ice cream and tell her I'm sorry.
You're sorry for what?
Her life.
Oh. But you know what, Tom? Speaking, our app, we're getting ready to have, it's all ready, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
all set to go, and it is getting ready to come out. $19.99 a month. That's $19.99 a month. It has
yes.
everything. You're gonna love it, folks. I mean, seriously, I have it. I'm using it, you know, while I'm in still in rehab. It's been eight weeks since I've seen my girls.
Mm.
8 weeks yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I could be getting out this week.
Very cool.
So I just want to be, I'll be home for Christmas. So anyways.
You can count on me.
Go, Tom. Go, Tom.
Please bring snow and mistletoe.
Go, Tom. Give it some.
And scooter runner, stay away from me.
Tom, sing some mean
412 is your area code.
And we'll...
So you're not far from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be seeing you this Christmas. But will you be seeing me?
Oh,
just kidding.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff.
Oh, better start before she
yes,
puts
we do,
out
we do,
F-
we do,
a PFA
we do.
On
yeah,
me
I know,
or something.
Really, really. And that's why I said, make sure app is coming down the pike. You will love it. I promise you. Go to the website, thebcrevolution.com, and we got more information. Join our free group. All in the
yes.
show notes. Everything that we have going on, you will find it there. And Tom...
Yeah.
Let's jump into this real quick. What are we delving into tonight, my man?
Well, there's so many different facets to losing weight, and a lot of it is psychological.
Yeah.
And we're trying to learn a little bit this week about accountability without self-loathing or excuses.
Yes.
And,
so, accountability, wow. That's such a
I
word.
I have a hard time with that. I'm not going to lie. I have a hard
what do you
time
mean?
Holding myself accountable without making myself feel like crap.
So what do you mean? Like, I get you don't like accountability?
Well, for instance, today we were getting ready to record, and the computer's not working right. So I'm growling. I'm hissing. I'm calling the computer names. I'm calling the microphone names. Yeah, not a good way to go. But
no.
But I could get mad at myself. I could become disheartened. Or I could just say, okay, I had a moment and move on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then what about where accountability comes in?
Well, I got to be accountable and say, okay, yeah, I screwed up.
Okay.
And try not to do that again.
But how does, like... You don't operate well under that. Like, you feel like you're being micromanaged.
Oh, I don't like to be micromanaged.
But, no, well, I don't either. But as far as accountability, do you think accountability is necessary?
Yes and no.
Okay, give me the no first.
No would be not everybody deserves to make you accountable in your life.
No, I agree.
You have to choose who that person is going to be, and they are to be trusted.
Yes.
And there are limits to everything. You know, I mean, you don't want somebody every 5 minutes going, what are you doing? Where are you going?
No.
What are you wearing?
Right. No, you don't
you
want
ready?
That.
No. Don't do that. Stop.
Not talking to a 50-year-old man, right? I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Chronologically.
Yes, correct. But I'm saying that that's what you don't feel like, that you, you know, don't want to be there to where, but do you, so you say no because you don't want somebody, you know, micromanaging. I don't either. I hate being micromanaged.
And let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
I have a friend. She's a 10-year-old girl. We'll call her out on something she's done wrong. And one of the things sometimes she'll do is she says, I'm an idiot.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not. Okay. We're not saying you're not an idiot. You just did something you shouldn't do. But that doesn't mean you're an idiot.
Right.
You're a great girl. You're awesome. We love you. This was something you did. It's not who you are.
Yes. That's good.
And that's how you do it without the self-loathing or the hatred or calling yourself an idiot.
See, but that's most instilled in almost everybody.
Yeah.
You think about it, I suck. You know what I mean? Oh,
well, especially
man.
Our generation.
Yeah, our generation, especially obese people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
We just like, oh, man, I can't. Because we're so such people pleasers.
Yeah. Well, unless you're in the 412 area code.
Yeah, unless you're in the 412. Yeah,
right,
in the 412 or the 724.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. But so accountability. Now, how about the yes? Where do you draw that line at there, sir?
Well, I think if you're going to have like an accountability of partner,
mm-hmm.
it has to be someone that you can trust, somebody who isn't going to abuse that, you know, because that can be done. Somebody you can trust with that, that's not going to make you feel like you should hate yourself because of what you're doing or have done.
Yeah, yeah.
That they understand the difference and they understand that they're trying to help you overcome habits or things that you shouldn't be doing, but they're not condemning you for it.
Well, don't you think you and I are accountability partners in a lot of ways?
I know. You're always giving me a hard time.
Psh. 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 Would you look at that? Psh.
Don't let them kid you, folks. He's got the riding crop and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, got a crop dust and everything like that. That's what I...
Hey, Tom, what? What are you doing? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know that either. Well, don't you think you should know?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Sure. Jeez, Tom. I mean, if you got a bidet, are you using your bidet right now?
Yeah, I am.
I sure am. That's all I want to know. If you think that's accountability, man, you're on there just to get a drink of water sometimes. I mean,
yeah, well.
You know, it's like just a drinking fountain.
You can drink that way. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well, but accountability, I think, to me, I like accountability.
Yeah.
And the fact that you said, and I think the premise that you said is that somebody you trust.
Right.
And somebody that's not going to put a thumb on you or there to control you.
Somebody that understands boundaries.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, but that's true. I mean, you and I are like accountability partners. You know, we'll talk about, you know, hey, where our health is, you know what I'm saying, what we need to do. We show up to meetings.
You never condemn me.
No, I don't. No. Why should we? You know, what is there to condemn? I can't stand people that condemn or like there's only one way to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That, like, what are you talking about? There's only one way to do something, and especially with losing weight.
They want to shame you.
They do.
And shame buries all potential good underground. Accountability breeds growth. Wow,
that's good. That's a good statement.
If you want to be accountable, that'll breed growth. But if you want to give somebody shame, that's egocentric.
Ooh.
And that should not be used as a social justice tool.
That's good. Listen,
like people do on the internet, like certain haters.
Like certain haters, right. Which
shame is about ego, and therefore it's incompatible with empathy.
Yes. Empathy is a very rich thing, you know, because us that are struggling with obesity, we have sympathy for each other because we know what we're going through, and I can sympathize with that, but empathy is when somebody that doesn't have obesity says, wait a minute, I'm going to try to put myself in their shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to understand what it is rather than somebody saying, oh, you just did this. You didn't do any, you know what I mean? All this stuff, just like these lovely haters said, and just like anybody else would say through the other side. But then people with empathy are so beautiful. Whenever you have empathy, there's nothing like it, is there, Tom?
No. Well, and on the other side of that, individuals who engage in shaming are usually taking out their microaggressions, self-esteem issues, and trauma on another person.
Mm.
It creates feelings of disconnection, unbelonging, and being unlovable, leading to depression, addiction, and suicidal ideals.
Man.
So, but the thing is, you're not only dealing, oftentimes people that are obese are not only dealing with that, they're dealing with their own self-loathing.
I agree.
We have our inner voices, and we're allowing our inner voices to shame us.
And how, Tom, that's something you and I both have been through.
Oh, absolutely.
And almost pretty much crushed ourselves over the years.
When we make a mess, we should say, we made a mess, not I am a mess.
Well, even so, that's good. I made a mess. Or even, you know, we stop ourselves even now. I know you're working on it. When, say, we had some difficulties, right? You're like, oh, man, I can't. You know, you get frustrated. I'm sorry. And then you say, okay, wait a minute. No, we had no control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we say, don't sweat the small stuff. And just like losing weight, mm-hmm. you know, you can't lose, everybody can't lose the weight the same time, you know, the same way. And what you got to do is find out, do something, and having accountability during a weight loss journey is vital. That's what keeps me on track, having the right people, because there was, you know, people that would often say, hey, are you coming to the gym? That's all they would ask.
Right.
They would never say, hey, ask how I was doing.
Yeah.
But they would always say, hey, did you do this? Did you do that?
Well, like, how's your head, brother?
Yeah.
Where's your head at?
Yeah. You know? Right. Or just, hey, just like, I'm checking on you just to see if you're doing okay. Okay. And not talk about anything else. You understand what I'm saying? Like, just I'm bad because I didn't go someplace or I didn't work out. And whenever there's something else, my knees are hurting, my back is hurting, and I'm moving it. You know, I'm working out twice a week and doing all that. And then whenever things started going, you know, the pandemic, you know, I started getting this, you know, my lymphedema, getting them infections, got the infection. And sure enough, you know, having three to the last 6 months, Tom, it's like, you know, nobody even understands to where gaining how much weight, you know, gaining, you know, 80 to 100 pounds per infection, if not more.
Right.
So me being accountable, I don't mind that.
Right.
But, like, I'm accountable to my wife, you know, to Jess.
Yeah.
And she doesn't micromanage me. She lets me be who I am.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't do, is we don't be accountable to somebody that's going to take away our individuality at all.
Right. Well, if you're holding someone accountable, your job's not to shame them. That's the first thing you got to think about, is to inspire behavior change.
What do you mean? So explain that a little bit, behavior change.
Well, if you want to hold someone or even yourself accountable and be effective at it, it's best to focus on the behavior or action, not the person.
Wow.
Because they can change a behavior or action. But whenever you attack them through their person, well, that's what it feels like. It feels like a personal attack.
Mm.
And that's not going to change anybody.
No, it's not. And even these haters. What good did that do to anybody that they didn't... I've never... As far as I know, I never...
Well, they failed psychological course 101, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, they failed being human 101, being kind 101. Yeah.
Well, their action did.
They're probably
nice people outside of the internet.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
And that, but I could say maybe, maybe not.
Or
I wouldn't
maybe
assume
they have
that.
Their own microaggressions and their own trauma that they haven't dealt with.
Well, I agree with that. And I did have a hater one time called me, you know, a fat, you know, the word, okay?
Well, that tells you where they're coming from right away.
Well, and what happened was I just said, yes, I just sent something funny back. Right. And then the next day, I get a message from this man apologizing to me.
Yeah.
He was having a bad night,
mm-hmm.
and he got a little tipsy.
Yeah,
and he said it was no reason for me. He says, I just wanted to say I'm sorry because I know you're working hard, and you don't need somebody like me coming over and crossing and saying something like this. And I told him, I said, you just made my day, man.
Yeah.
You know.
And that says a little something about his character. And so
amen.
You can hear what he's saying a little bit better at that point.
Yes. And I have that to where it's not like, hey, you just dropped the ball. You know, instead of saying, hey, how are you doing? Is everything going okay? You know, that's what I want to do is I don't, you know, obesity is rough in of itself.
Yes.
Then add lymphedema, and I'm not making excuses. I'm trying to fight my butt off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in rehab right now.
If you were making excuses, you'd say, hey, I'm going to stay fat, and that's all there is to it. And if you don't like it, too bad.
No. I'm even
saying.
I'm getting surgery. That's for me.
Right.
It might not be for you or anybody else or nobody out there. It's for me. I'm doing this for me, my wife, and my family. And to be a good steward to my God who gives me and blesses me with great health. But the thing is that don't wreck somebody's thing. Don't, you know,
ego
get in the way. Yeah.
Right.
And we do that, Tom, and that's what people do. And I work hard at not doing that. I really do.
Let me give them a story.
Go ahead.
Mr. Stewart was a teacher at...
Yes.
The school that we both went to. He was a very good teacher.
Well,
one of the best teachers
history.
I had.
Yeah. He taught world history.
Yeah. And very good at it. And one time we were sitting in class, we'd done a project, and we all got our grades back. And he goes, okay, class, how many of you are not happy with your grade? And there were people that put their hands up. Now, I did not, because right away, I'm that kind of guy anyway. Like if I go to the beach, I let people go out further than me. I let them be human bobbers. And if I see them dunk, I'm like, nope, going back to shore.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
but
you
I
use
waited.
It as guinea pigs is what you do.
Right.
Yeah.
So some of them put their hands up. So he took one of the guys and he said, okay, I want you to go back to the back of the room and I want you to open up the closet. And I'm like, oh, crap. I know what's in that closet. I've been paddled by that paddleboard before.
Me too.
And he's like, now look in that mirror, because there's a mirror there. And he goes, that's who you have to blame. And that stayed with me all these years.
Mm.
And he didn't say it mean. He wasn't being, like, he wasn't putting you down. He's just saying, if you want to do better, then you have to do better. You know, you're in control of that.
But you are, and that's what he said, look in the mirror. Everybody wants to blame everybody except themselves.
Right.
We want, the people want to, you know, they get something, they do that, and people will gaslight, you know, people because they want that, the control of that. They'll make them feel that, hey, you're bad or whatever, and then they'll, you know, say that they're bad and push your, you know, good down and tell you about your bad.
Well, many of us that deal with obesity, we deal with validation issues. We have a hard time because we've never felt validated.
Right.
None of us were the homecoming king or queen, for that matter. And it's if we want to hold someone accountable and we want to do it right, we want to ask things like, why did this happen? What was the thought process behind this? Did you learn anything from this? If so, what? That shows that you're actually interested in them, mm-hmm. rather than just shaming them and making them feel bad. Tell me more about the way you're thinking, so you can help understand where they're coming from. And you're showing them respect. Help me to understand your perspective, you tell them that. What caused you to feel that way? Can you explain what you mean by that or why you felt that way? That is not okay behavior, and I respect you enough to let you know that. Mm. Have you considered the harm you do to yourself or others when performing this behavior? I'm telling you this because this is the kind of thing we can all learn from, and it takes courage for you to sit here and be real with me. Now, whenever you approach it like that, you're showing respect. You're being truthful. Yeah. You're calling the action what it is, but you're not shaming them.
That's good. So you're coming at them, Tom, like what you just said, to sum all of that up. You're coming from a standpoint to say, okay, you know, you sort of let them know that they're, you know, what's going on in such not a shaming way, but right. in a way that they can learn if they especially put themselves under accountability. But, you know,
right.
most people run away from accountability. Let's just be honest.
Right.
You know, that's what happens with people that are obese. They start out real good. I always use the Alka-Seltzer, you know, analogy. Is that, you know, we make a big splash, we fizz for a while, and then the effervescence Sorry. Dies out.
Right.
So that's where we got to come in line and say, I'm going to put myself and make myself accountable to somebody. And if I don't, I never will get past and through what I'm getting through, because accountability is very, very, very important.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And you said that what we do is a lot of people deflect.
Yeah.
So people that are angry or mad, they do this. So they want to deflect on somebody and put somebody down because they have so many insecurities
right.
that they feel like, okay, I found that out. You know what I'm saying? Just the way my stepdad treated me. He was so insecure.
Right.
I didn't know that as, you know, a boy, you know, knowing what he was doing. You know, it didn't make me look bad. It made him look bad. And just because of the verbal and mental abuse that struggles with is that accountability. I want to be accountable to somebody that's going to respect me, Tom, I think is how we can sum it up. Am I right?
Yeah.
So I respect you. I could put myself and say, hey, Tom, I need you just to, you know, check and see if I'm, you know, getting my workout in, you know, if I'm, you know, eating right, you know, am I drinking my water? And we do that all the time. We post it in our groups, you know, here I'm doing my water. I took in my water. But, you know, when most people aren't doing it, they start right. doing it and then they're not doing it. We know because they started that.
Yeah,
that was them. And not that there's a bad thing to say, you know, be honest, say, man, I dropped the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I ate something bad. You know, don't lie to, like, just putting it in my fitness pal. You know, I've done that for every day for going on 11 years now.
Well, and on the other side, whenever they admit it, that they did something, it takes the other person who's holding them accountable to be careful how they communicate, because if they're like, oh man, how could you have done that? Man, you know you right. shouldn't have made that. Good Lord, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, you can't. Yes, that needs to stop. I mean, I think
no.
with our kids, you know, because when you do it with, like, my three daughters.
I'm feeling convicted right now.
Yeah, I am too.
Just
I
mean, talking about this.
Seriously. It's me too.
Because I'm thinking of several situations where I could have handled
you
that
could have been
a whole
different.
Lot better.
Well, Tom, how many times do we? And what I'm doing is I'm getting a grasp on it that the things that here. Let me say this, okay, about accountability too, is even going and making sure people trust you.
Yeah.
Well, when I was young, I mean, I knew I was going to get yelled at. Okay.
Yeah.
No matter what, even if it wasn't my fault, right. I was going to get yelled at, especially over small, minute things. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing when somebody cries over spilt milk. You know, it's like that's what I'm talking about. And my thing with my daughters is when they spill something, we do not get mad one bit. No. The only way we get mad is if they took the bottle and spilt it themselves on top, you know, right. Or they were being careless. But most of the time when they spill something, you know, it is nothing to raise, because I always got yelled at. I always got, you know, beat down whenever I did that. Yeah. And I will not, my wife will not. We stop, we look at each other, and then we're like, they're already worried. They're already tense. It's okay. Just they get to clean it up, though.
Right.
So that's the same thing with anything that we do. If you have somebody that's entrusting in you, like you say, Tom, you are entrusting me as your accountability partner, me, you, and you do something, and take for instance, man, yeah. I ate that hamburger and French fries, Sean. And sometimes we're scared to go to the person because they've done it. But don't stay away from people like that are gonna hit you over the head right. with bad decisions. But Tom can come to me and say, man, I had a bad time. We've done this.
Yes.
You come to me and said, hey, what do I do? I say, Tom, let's go on. Let's charge ourselves up. Hey, just chalk it down.
Well,
you know,
we've learned even when we disagree about something, I'd rather just go ahead and tell you I did it.
Right.
And then work on it because
absolutely,
you know, hiding it doesn't help.
It doesn't, bro. And we see that's what you want to do is get that trust, have somebody you trust, and somebody that's not going to beat you over the head and make you feel right. less than. And especially with this weight loss.
And someone that'll respect your courage of your convictions.
Yes. Yes.
If you disagree, but that is the courage in your conviction and you're going to stand by it, then I have to respect it.
That's right. That sounds, we talked about that a while ago.
Yeah.
And we came into something, Tom and I, and I said, Tom, I'm for you no matter what. This is your decision. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you.
It gave me a level of comfortability with you.
Yes.
It really did.
And it was a hard thing. And it was like, hey, oh, I got your back.
Yeah.
Because we say, okay, if you do it the way I do it, then you're okay. If somebody does it, even a trainer, stay away from a trainer that is going to put their thumb on you and make you feel less than. You should do it, so you should listen. If you're going to listen, put somebody yourself accountable. Make sure you have somebody that you can trust and somebody that's not going to beat you up. But somebody that's going to... Listen, you also have an accountability partner that's going to really tell you like it is, too. I'm not saying, you know,
But somebody can push you without saying, oh, man, you can't lift that. What is your problem?
Right.
Why are you so weak?
Yes.
Pick that up. Jeez.
That's
you don't want to deal with that.
No, that's nothing but abuse right
there.
You
want somebody to say, hey, you know what? I believe you're going to be able to do this.
Yes.
If you can't do it today, tomorrow you're going to do it. But we're going to keep doing it until you can do it.
Yes, yes. That's, I like that. And that's what they're doing here at rehab. I have the most awesome... my therapist, Kate and Jack, they are awesome. And they're like, Sean, you're doing this. Come on. You're doing this. Come on. I'm like, I get up and all of a sudden they played the music. They played Whatever It Takes, by the Imagine Dragons right there. Well, I was ready to stand up and stuff like that. It was just like, come on, come on. We started going through, and everybody was, you know, and that's what I'm saying. We rally around each other, like Tom and I, like whenever we had, you know, things, Tom was doing incredible at something. And then we like, let's cheer each other on. Let's cheer each other on. Let's cheer each other on and have accountability. I'm not saying, you know, tickle the, you know, the piano keys every time and say everything's okay. But you need to have somebody that's going to tell you the truth, but somebody that's not going to be a jerk when they tell you the truth.
Right.
How about that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, take the time to say, hey, look, I've got some concerns. I'm worried that you might be going down the wrong path. Here's why I feel that way. I might be wrong, but I need you to, if you would, please explain to me why you're doing what you're doing.
Yes.
And that's all I want to know, because if I know that you've put the thought into what you're doing and this is what you want to do, okay. I have to respect that. I have to let you be you and learn your lessons. And you could be right. Or I could be right.
That's good.
But I have to give you the respect to be able to make your own mistakes.
Right. Because accountability, what else? We the whole thing that we wanted to get into. Accountability, what else, Tom? Dealing with it.
What do you mean?
Like, what are we calling this? You said there's
accountability without self-loathing or excuses.
Got it. Without excuses and self-loathing. So don't make excuses.
Yeah.
You know, excuses are just nothing but lies.
Work on your inner voice.
That's good. Yeah, Tom.
Because our inner voice will beat the heck out of us if we're not careful.
Wow. You and I both.
One person, we won't tolerate somebody on the outside saying certain things.
Well, I think
we'll let our inner voice tell us whatever it wants to. That's not right either.
That's good. Well, you and I have had problems with our inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And learned to self-love. We couldn't get there. Yeah. And I think this last year has been pretty good for both of us, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
lots of growth.
And how about even this, Tom? I remember there's been things that you and I were talking about not too long ago, that on my end, something I had to, you know, say and talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, and then you laid it out. You did it in such a way. It wasn't something I was running from, but something that was happening to me from other people, because people like to take advantage of me for some reason.
Yeah, because you're a nice guy.
Well, but that's fine. But Tom just said, no, no, this is it. You're not going to let them do that.
Right.
And that kicked in. I mean, it resonated with me. And when you have people like that to say.
Well, and you know why I learned that? Because I did the same thing on many occasions.
Yes.
So I know what it feels like.
Well, I do too. I mean, there's multiple. You've done it with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You say, okay. And there had to be, and when somebody does something for you, if they always have to hold it over you.
Right.
Run away.
Yes.
Get a million miles away.
They move the goalpost.
Yeah. Like, you remember when I did this? No, if you don't give it, I don't like lending money to anybody. I'll give it to people.
Right.
Because, you know, when that happens, that people get mad because, oh, I lent you $100 and you never paid me back. No, I give it, I said, because I don't want them to owe me.
Right.
Because they lose friends. They lose, you know, all that good stuff because of $100. So.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the way it is, Tom. But as we're coming, listen, this is a good episode. If I don't say so myself, as we're coming to the end, what's your final thought, Tom?
Just to be careful. We have to think about what we say before we say it, whether it be to someone else or whether it be in our own heads.
Yeah.
Make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable, but we're not beating ourselves up.
Yes.
We're tackling the issues, but we're not tackling ourselves.
That's good. So we're not attacking ourselves.
Yes. Be good to you and be good to others.
That's good. Be kind. Yeah. Be kind. Love thyself. You know, love thy neighbor as thyself. You can't love your neighbor properly until you love yourself.
And still be kind.
Yes. Be accountable and be kind. And then make sure, say, hey, am I a good accountability partner? would somebody want me to be their accountability partner? Well, they're not going to be there if they are teaching, you know, or you know, hating and, you know, being, you know, messed up and treating you like a dog.
Right.
And it's not going to work that way.
They'll just avoid you or yes. they'll lie to you.
They'll lie to you every time, especially when somebody comes at it that, you know, it was a relationship, and then all of a sudden I heard no more except one thing. When you go into the gym, when you doing this, and I was like, okay, no, hey, how you doing, Sean? You know, that's the thing. Yeah. Make sure they check on you and tell you, because you need that accountability without loathing, no loathing whatsoever.
Right. Because if somebody continues to do that, you either avoid them or you just give them the, I'm fine. Everything's great.
Yep.
Yep. Have a nice day.
Yep. 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 Well, Tom, it's that time again, man. So
yeah.
Go to the obesityrevolution.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go there. The app is getting ready to come down. Just yes. After this next few weeks, it will be ready because we have people beta testing it.
Right.
And so we're getting ready to go and drop that. And also my book's getting ready to come out too as well. So continue listening. Write a review for us. How about that?
Please.
For this podcast. Share it on everywhere. It's all over the place right now.
Yes.
And we're extremely happy. It's good having El Tomo.
If you want to join the obesity revolution, if you want to be a part of this cause,
yes.
Share us out.
Yes.
Share us out. That'll help more than anything.
Big time. Yes. That would be amazing. Share this out. And the listeners already, we love you all.
Thank you.
Get healthy and yes. Stay healthy.
Yes.
And El Tomo, until next week, we love you.
We love you guys.
And you're worth it.
Yep.
And stay accountable to the right people.
Yes.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.